Today's daf is daf Zion, so we got to the last five lines of Vav Amud Beis of Rikishiroso. So the Gemara at the end of Vav Amud Beis quotes from Mishnah. Mishnah tells us, Tanan Hasam, Mishnah says, and Mishnah is found in Masechet Chala, that a Nola La Safek Tuma Achilo Galazo. Let's say there's a din, a person is a certain Safek with a piece of dough, and came about a Safek. So Nola La Safek Tuma Achlo Galagla, they had a Safek before they completed the kneading of the process. So they have, again, some flour and water together. They haven't kneaded it yet, and someone may have touched it. So there's a Safek Tuma on this Isa. So the din is Teasa Batuma. You're allowed to go ahead and knead the rest of the dough if one wants, if she's Nida. You can be Metame. This, if you look at Rashi in the side, Rashi said, if she wants, she could go ahead lechachil be matame. We know there's a din, you can't be matame chuma or kachim lechachil. But this is the case where there's no challah, there's no chuma, there's no nothing. It's just some water and flour mixed together. So there's a safek tuma, so that wants the safek tuma. Okay, just go ahead and be matame be a dime if you want. The sof, in the end of the day, challah safeku velo teachel. In the end of the day, since it's dough, now that there's a safek tuma, when you go ahead and knead it, and you're mafresh challah, it's a hafreshes challah of a safek tuma, and a safek tuma can't be eaten, safek tuma challah can't be eaten anyways, because it might be tameh, so who cares whether it's a safek, who cares whether you create a vameh tuma, either way you're not eating it. So that's the first half of this mishnah. But let's say, mishagalgala, let's say after they've kneaded it, they have now a full dough that's been kneaded well, and then it has a safek tuma that occurs to it, teaseh betara, in that case, you cannot go ahead and mitame be a dime. You have to do it betara. Why? So if you look at Rashi there in the bottom, the last Rashi in Vav Amud Beis, Rashi says tasa betara because bekelim torim vayitamenu biyad. You must use utensils that are tahor. You can't go ahead and lechachil be mitame it. The afal pi de sof sof chalasa asura aser mitame biyad. Even though there's a dough here that's safek tuma. And you can't eat it anyways as tahor. You have to assume it's tameh and you can't touch it. You can't cause it a vada tumah in this state. Why? Hold the nigmar amalach to lachala. Since you've needed it, so now there's a chiv chala at this stage, it's also ligrom lo tumah vadais. You can't cause it to that which is chala to be vada tumah. As it says in the pasuk, Rashi quotes, "Dichsev ani nasati lachas mishmeres chumosai." The pasuk says you need to create a protection for chuma. And the Gemara in Bukhara tells us, Shtei Trumos B'Masha implies two types of Trumos, Tahora V'Tluya B'Amakar Shomerana. So if you have, we know a Chal is a type of Truma. So if you have Vabe Truma, Vade Chala, you certainly can cause it to be Tameh. But even that which is Safek Tameh, Safek Tahor, you cannot cause that a Tumah either, because it says Mishmeres Trumosai. Two types of Trumos you must preserve. So it's going on here, just to be clear, saying it outside now, if I have flour and water that hasn't been kneaded yet, the only time a fresh chal is chayiv, once you've created a dough. So before I've created a dough, it's just water and flour that hasn't been mixed together, hasn't been kneaded, there's no chal here, there's no chiv chal just yet. So that's why if there's a safek tumah, I could be metame about that, because there's no chal to speak of. But once I kneaded it, and now it's a full piece of dough, and there's a potential, there's an iser tevel, there's a chiv chal now, so now I cannot be metame be a dime because there's challah somewhere embedded in this dough that I just kneaded together. That's the Mishnah.
Why would you metame it?
You don't have to. But no, you don't have to. You can. You don't have to be concerned about protecting it.
What would you do with it then?
No, you burn it either way.
Yes.
So then the Gemara says, "Sa'achilo galgal." So the Mishnah said, we're now reviewing this Mishnah. So he said, if the before it was kneaded, it was just water and flour not mixed together, it experienced a safek tuma. They said, "Teasa b'tuma, go ahead and do a tuma." Why? Because it's chulininu. There's no, since you didn't create a nida, rather you didn't create an isa yet, you didn't need it yet, so it's just chulin ba'alma. There's no chal to speak of here. So you could be metame chulin if you want. It's chulininu. Umoto ligrom tuma l'chulin sheb Eretz Yisrael. Even in Eretz Yisrael, you could cause that which is chulin to be tame. However, Misha Gilgal, once you've needed it, so now teasa b'tara, you must do it in with kelim tara torim. Chulin ha'tulin l'chal, because now it's chulin, that's tevel, there's an iser tevel, once it's been kneaded, there's an iser tevel, and there's a requirement to take challah, so now, t'chal dam, we view it, even though you haven't separated the challah yet, we view it as challah being there somewhere, you haven't been mefarish it yet, but it's there somewhere, and also ligrom tumah l'chal, you cannot go ahead and cause tumah to that which is challah. So Gemara now says the last line, last word on the page here, Tana, going into Daf Zayin, Tana, the Braita says, V'chalasa Tulya. So now this din of the Chala that had a Suffolk Tumah to it, in the end of the day, I can't eat it because it's still a Suffolk Tumah. Once I've separated it, and it's Tolan, we have to be Tolan, Lo Ochum, you can't eat it because maybe it's Tameh, but also Lo Sorfin, you can't burn it because perhaps it's not Tameh. You can't burn Chala that's Tahar. So that's the din of the Braisa. And then it says, Ube'ed a Suffolk Amr. So what type of Suffolk? We talk about the Mishnah, if there's a Suffolk Tumah that experienced, that occurs rather, to the Chala, so that Suffolk Tumah we have the din we just mentioned. So what's an example of a Suffolk Tumah? The Suffolk Chala. So Braisa doesn't explain what a Suffolk Chala is. What type of Suffolk Chala is this? So Gemara explains. My Suffolk Chala, what's the Suffolk Chala? What type of Suffolk occurred to it? So by Rabbi Damir Tabaya, both of them say, Shelo Tomar Bo Chachal Shaninu Kamo Shnei Shvilin. We're not talking about a case of Shnei Shvilin. We'll look at Rashi in just a second. Because if a Suffolk is Shnei Shvilin, the Hasam Chulin Grey Denami Mitamim. In the case of Chulin, Chulin's also Tamim. We're looking for some type of Suffolk that's only Suffolk Tumah for Chala, but wouldn't be Suffolk Tumah for Chulin. So what's the case of Shnei Shvilin? That even by Chulin, a Suffolk by even Chulin, we would say Tameh, which is not the case here. If you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us here, Kugon, it's five narrow lines down, Rashi, Kugon, Shnei Shvilin. The case of Shnei Shvilin, two paths are as follows. Echa Tameh ve'echa Tahor. You have one path that you know there's a cemetery along the way, and you know another path that there is no cemetery along the way. And Suffolk Halech v'Tameh, Suffolk Halech v'Tahor. He knows he got to the other end. He just forgot which path he took. The Tameh path, or the Tahor path. V'has Sveikei, and this is the case of a Suffolk, the Mahanya b'chulin ha-tfulin l'chala, aval tumah shein muchecha eselo, dehalo itzrich lashmina and dafil l'chulin greide nami mahaneh, l'ochel l'chulin b'tara, hilkech mahaneh nami hacha. So when it comes to a person who eats regular chulin, he wants to, certain people, we know we spoke about the other day, that people took upon themselves to eat chulin while they were still Tahor. I mean, I could eat chulin if I'm tamei, but they wanted to practice to eat chulin tara, so they're now accustomed to eating it when they have kutshim, when they have a tumah. So this particular case, if this guy's machmir to eat chulin b'tara, if he walks on one of these shnei chulin, doesn't know which one, we say he's tamei, safek case, we assume he's tamei, and he can't even eat such chulin. So certainly, that safek tumah would apply to chal as well. So this isn't unique to chal. We're looking for an example of that which is a safek that's unique to chala and wouldn't be tamei for chulin. So what's that case? And it's not shnei chulin. So Gemara says, what's the case? Again, Abai, Rava, Damar, Tabaya, both of them say, Shelo Tomer, don't tell me it's the case of Ahochachos, Shaninu, the clear cases of Kemo Shnei Shvilin, the case of two paths, the Hasan, the Chulin, Grey, the Nami, Mitam, even Chulin's Tamer. Ela ben Nishan, it's the case of Nishan, which means literally leaning on. So we'll look at the Gemara and then we'll explain in Rashi, what's the case of Nishan, which is unique to only a Suffolk Chala case, the Tanan. Azav Vatar, you have a guy who's Azav, he's Tamazav, and the guy who's Tahor. Shehayu porkim min achamar, they're removing some packages off the back of the donkey. Oh, towanin, or they're loading up the chamar. So bizman shemasan kaved, when the packages are very heavy, we assume tame. We'll explain why they're tame in a second. If masan kal, if the packages are very light, we say tower, they're tower. V'chulin tower, but all these cases, whether the masan are kaved, whether the packages are heavy or light, when it comes to tower and lefnei akneses, their tahor, b'nei kenes, the regular people who are eating chulin, their tahor, but they're guarding chuma, tamei, and the chuma. So there's some situation here of heavy packages that it's a safek, whether it's tamei, legabe chuma, it's tamei, but legabe b'nei kenes, which is a way of saying regular people, when chulin, it's tahor. So let's look at Rashi to explain a little bit further. Rashi says, Ella afilu benishan. To have a safek tuma, sheinu muchachas. This is a safek tuma which is not clear. Meaning what? Hold it's not the command the mahani lechuma mahani nami lechulin vetulin lechala. So once we establish based on this mishnah that this suffik will assume tuma for chuma, we also extend it to chala as well, because chala is always under the same rubric as chuma in general. So what's the case? So Rashi explains: porkin masal, if you're removing the package from the chamor, you're tummy. Why are you tummy? Deshema mitol kovid hamasa. Perhaps because of the weight of the packages, nishan zav al hatar. Perhaps they're helping each other out. There's a very heavy trunk. They're taking off the chamor. So now they're leaning on each other. They're resting on each other. They're putting weight on each other. So that nishan zav al tahor v'nimsa tahor masito. So let's say the zav is putting more of his weight on the tahor. It's unbalanced the way they're carrying it somehow. So now, if the Tahor person causes the Zav to move, even though he doesn't touch him, but he causes some movement, like you're like pulling the trunk and you like push it too much, or you push the Zav a little bit, you cause him to move, that will make the Tahor person Tameh. Or the opposite case, or the situation where the Tahor is Nisat Alav, or the Tahor guy is moved by the Zav. The Zav is pushing the trunk too hard, and he causes the Tahor guy to move, even though in both scenarios they're not touching each other. Some movement caused by the Zav or caused to the Zav will transmit Tumah to the Tahor guy. That's the case of Nishan. And Rashi just quotes the pasuk, V'ksiv v'mirkav hazav, when a Zav rides on an animal, v'anosiel some one who carries a Zav, v'koshken Zav ba'atzmo. So these are the psukim that if you cause a movement to a Zav, or the Zav causes a movement to you, it transmits Tumah. So this is the case of Nishan. And then the Gemara just says, so we said when it comes to Bnei Knesset has a way of saying people who eat Chulin B'Tara, not Chuma, but just eating Chulin B'Tara, the Mishnah says, your Tahor across the board. Nishan doesn't apply to Chulin. It does not metame Chulin. But when it comes to Chuma and also to Chala, Nishan will transmit Tuma. And therefore, even though we don't know for sure there was a Nishan, there was a leaning, there's a suffix, whether they cause leaning to each other, that suffix will be metame Chala and Chuma. And that's the suffix we're talking about above. Okay. Fine. When it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, obviously it's heavy stuff and things we're not so familiar with, but though it's good to pick up your diyos from here and time to time, you get a clearer picture as we learn pieces here and there. Okay, the Gemara now says, V'chulin atul nechala kechala damu. Is that really true? We said before that if you have a dough that's been kneaded, so now with the v'chiv truma, v'chiv chal rather. Now, so it's a tevel. You can't, just like if I have grapes I collected from my property and I haven't separated chuma, there's an isher tevel until I've separated the chuma, give it to the kohen, and then my tevel becomes mutter. So too.
Sorry, all these things we're holding with chala, we're talking about bizvanshele samig daska, okay? Yeah, right.
No, lav daska. Lav daska. So now I have, I kneaded my dough. So my kneading of the dough is tevel. I can't eat this until I separate the challah. So it's called chulin ha-tevul, and that's tevel for challah. That there's a tevel until I've separated challah. So we said above, chulin ha-tevul and the challah is kechallah dama, has the same dinim as challah itself, even though we haven't separated the challah just yet. The Hatanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us, isha shi tevulos yom, a woman who's tevul yom. What's a tevul yom? What's tevulos yom? Person goes to the mikvah, and for tumah purposes, and in order to complete the tumah, or the tahara process rather, you need to wait for Harav Shemesh. You need to wait for the sun to set. So now you're in between the tevilah until Harav Shemesh. That's called a tevil yom, or for a woman, tevulos yom. So you have a woman who's a tevulos yom, who's went to the mikveh that day and just waiting for sunset. So the din is, so she is a din of tumah. She is a sheni l'tumah. She's a sheni l'tumah. And sheni l'tumah has the ability to be metame chuma and kachim, but she can't be metame chulun. That's the din. So losha ta'isa. So now this is a tool of yom, goes ahead and kneads dough. And kotei mana chalasa, after kneading it, she separates the challah. So then she's manichasa bekfisha o banchusa, she places it in some type of utensil, umakefes, and she brings the dough close to the challah, the kari l'shem. So she separates the challah, and then she calls it, this is going to be the zu challah. So the harei zu challah. So the din is, it doesn't become tameh the challah. Mipnei she shlishi, because he's a shlishi. This dough is a shlishi latuma. Because what happened was, when she touched the dough, she's sheni. So sheni transfers over now to the dough. The dough is a shlishi. So now, the shlishi is tahor b'chulin. Now, what happened was, when she separated the challah, it was still regular dough. It was regular chulin. It wasn't until she stated it was challah. But if she put the dough, right, she had here's a big thing. She separates dough. Now, this is dough. She puts in the kli, and then she brings it closer, touching the kli, not the dough, and said, Harei tu challah. So when she calls it challah, she creates the challah, she isn't touching it, so she doesn't metame the dough. So now the Gemara says, if you're going to say, like we said above, that chulun atulun nechala is kechala damu, so when she touched the dough with the tevel there, ha-metamisana, so shouldn't she metame when she touched the dough with the chiv? Yes, chulun, truma, and challah. The Gemara says, Amar Bai says no. Kol shevadai mitame chulin, anything that's vadai mitame chulin, so gazru al sveko, mishim chulin, hatul nechala, that which is vadai tame, so then we say, okay, so there'll be gozer in the case of a suffix of chulin hatul nechala. I mean, chulin hatul nechala isn't kichal damu across the board. It depends on the case. So when it comes to the carrying of a zav, let's say, a masa zav, that which the zav carries, that's bale tuma. So if you have a suffix masa zav to chulin tulin bechala, so there will be machmer to say it's matame as well in the case of a suffix. But hai tivo yom, a woman or a man who's a tivo yom, came in lo matame vade chulin. It doesn't matame vade. A person's tivo yom does not matame chulin, so since it's not vade tuma, lo gazu mishum chulin tulin bechala. There, they did not create the din of chulin atul nechala is not kechala damu. Again, chulin atul nechala midrais is not really a chala. The Chacham said in certain instances we're going to assume it is kechala, and certain instances we won't consider like chala. So it depends on the circumstance. So if we're talking about tumah zav, the mass of a zav, which is a real tumah, so then we go there that the chulin atul nechala is going to be metame in the case of a suffix. When it comes to Tivul Yom, well, there's no real tumah to Tivul Yom. She's a sheni only at worst. So therefore, in a case of a safek, we don't consider tchulin atulin kechala kechala dami.
So tchulin atulin lechala is only a gzera in the rabbanan.
Exactly. That's what it seems to appear.
Exactly.
That's what it seems to say. Right. Okay. So now the Gemara says. So he said, a woman who's me'eisleis, this is our whole sugya here, we paskin that she's metame vade me'eisleis. Even though this vade was a case of a din d'rabbanan, l'mafreya, we still paskin that she's metame, that which she touched, metame le'eisleis, even chulin. That which she touched the past 24 hours, all the chulin tame. Yet, v'lo gazu al sveika mishim chulin atulin l'chala. But in the case of a suffix on a chulin atul nechala, we don't say that it's tameh. Damar mar, we said it above. Kiblu minei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak b'chulin. Remember, we had the distinction yesterday's daf that the case of suffix tuma only applies to chulin shenasa taras kodesh, but not lo b'chulin shenasa taras tuma. We had Rav Huna's shita yesterday. Then we came to what items are tameh l'mafreya from Anida. We said only kodesh. And not Shuma. And then we say, no, really Kodesh and Shuma, the chiluk is Chul HaNasa Kodesh and not Chul HaNasa al Shuma. So we see there that when it comes to Chul HaNasa Kodesh, which is really in essence Chulin, so the din is, it is Metame Limafreya. So I'm sorry, when it comes to Chul HaNasa al Shuma, which is the same thing as Chul HaNasa al Chala, the same Shuma and Chala, the same thing, we don't say the din of Nida is Tame Limafreya. So here's an example where we say that there's Vade Tuma, yet we don't say it extends itself to the case of Chulin Shinasa Al Chala. It's not Kechaladam. And the Gemara says no. There's a distinction. Hasam over there by the Chulin that's Nasa Al Tar Shuma, that person just pretending that the Chulin Shuma, but it's not really Shuma. Hasam lo psicha bo Shuma. There's no Shuma that's there. It's just really pretending. But Hacha, here in our case, by the situation of the Zav, all those cases, Hasa Hacha, Psicha butshuma. There, when there's a real case of chulin hatulin lechala, there really is actually chuma that's embedded in the chala tulin, and therefore there's room to be more machmir. So there's a chiluk between chulin hanasal tar chuma versus chulin that's tulin the chuma. And this is a very important line here. This language of the Gemara here. There's a big hakira that many discuss. Rav Yosef Engel, those who want to look it up, in Asman Deraisa has this conversation. Asman Deraisa, he has 22 pieces. He talks about various topics. So one of the topics he talks about, that which is tevel. I have a dough that is a tevel for challah. Or I have chuma, grapes that is tevel, I need to separate chuma. How do we view the hafrashas challah? How do we view hafrashas chuma? Do we say that when you separate chuma, when you separate challah, you're creating chuma, you're creating challah now? Or no, when you had my fruit, when I made my dough, there's actually chuma, challah in here. I'm just trying to be megala where the challah is. I'm not creating it. I'm just revealing. I'm exposing where it is. So based on this Gemara, I don't remember if Yosef Engel brings this or others bring this as a raya, but the language here that chulin she tevulin lechala, that the chuma is psichabe, that the chuma is embedded in it already, there already exists chuma in the tevel, you're just exposing it, you're not creating it. That's a chakir which have many, many nafka means to it, but this is at least a language of Gemara, sounds like one direction.
Does that depend on yesh brera and ein brera, or nothing to do with that?
No, that's a relevant point, because when you're trying to expose it, you're...
Yesh brera, then...
Correct.
If it's ein brera, then there's nothing
we assume, midiraisa, when it comes to dine deraisa, yesh brera, dine derabanan ein brera. If you just look at that last line of the last Rashi in the homepage here, Rashi's definition of psicha, he says mu'revis. He's describing when chulin shenasa, when tefulin, it's already mixed in. It's chulin shetefulin chala is mu'revis, the chala is mu'revis, it's mixed in this summer, you're just revealing it, you're exposing it based on what Ricky said, you're yesh reira. I can now explain where the truma was, or where the chala was, ready from the beginning. Okay, then the Gemara gives the last answer before...
It's hard to say that.
It's a large discussion. Fine. So then the Gemara says, "Ebayis ema hanach meisleis derabanan." The Gemara says, "Don't ask a kasha back to square one. Don't ask a question from the case of nida meisleis. What's tame? What's not tame? The whole concept of meisleis by nida we know is derabanan, and therefore you can't bring this as a kasha to what we've been discussing regarding dine derais." Okay, the new Mishnah tells us as follows here in the bottom of Daf Zayinim and Aleph here. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Arba Nashim Dayin Shaitim, you should know this by now quite well. The Rabbi Eliezer says there are four women who only are Mitame moving forward, Dayin Shaitim, what they based in the saw, and not Lamafreya, and they are Basula. They know Basula, which is a Basula of Damim, meaning she hasn't seen blood in her life. She's the first time seeing Dam. Muberet, the one who's pregnant. Menika, nursing. And Zakena, one who's too old. So Amar Bishur Bishur says, Ani lo shemati ela Basula. I only heard Basula. That Basula, the first time she sees, she's only Metami Mekana Labash. She's not Metami Lafreya. Ela Halacha, about Halacha, Rabbi Eliezer. Even though I only heard one, the Papsak is like Rabbi Eliezer. So now this interesting thing the post can talk about here, since when does Rabbi Yeshua mode to Rabbi Eliezer? We know there's a machlokas throughout Shas, many machlokas him, and Rabbi Yeshua never passed like Rabbi Eliezer, so many say that this is not Rabbi Eliezer, rather this is not Rabbi Yeshua who says, I saw this, but I still think with the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer, no. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ani lo shmati ela basula, period. And then someone in the Mishnah comments, even though Rabbi Yeshua argues, we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. That's one comment. Others say, however, they quote from the Tosfos Anshei Shem here that says that even Rabbi Yeshua in this case, even though he only heard one, he still actually conceded to passing like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, this would be an exception where he would actually himself passing like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, two ways how to read that line in the Mishnah. So then the Mishnah says, Ezi Besula. How do you define a Besula? Koshla Ros Adam Miyameh Ve'afapi Shenisua. A woman who's never seen blood in her life, so then she's a din of a basula, even though she's married. So basula is not how we classically use the word that she's never had bia before. It refers to basula in that she's so young, it's her first time seeing dam. How does one define muberes? Misha yivada ubra, when you recognize that she's pregnant, that's the definition of muberes. That definition we'll see in the Gemara, not today, but one of the upcoming dapim talk about Misha hukar muberes. How do you define that term? And menika achatigmal as bana. How do you define one who's nursing? Anyone, woman who's nursing until she weans her child. So that's what we're going to discuss as well. That's typically 24 months, according to the Gemara. Nasna bana la menika, if she hands over a child to a wet nurse to nurse instead of the mother, or gamalto, or she weaned the child, omei, so the child lo leinu dies. So Rabbi Meir Omer, mitamim eisleis. At that point, the moment she's handed over, she's stopped nursing. So then the din is, she's mitamim eisleis. But Chachamim Omerim, dayashayit to know, even in that case, as long as she's fit for nursing, which according to Chachamim Shvit is 24 months, so then you dayashayit. So unclear whether it means 24 months where she has milk to give, or 24 months is a din across the board, even though she's not able to nurse. We'll discuss all this in the Gemara, again, not today. The Mishnah says further, Ezehi Zakena, how do you define a woman who's too old, where she's dying shaita? Kol Shabru Aleh Shalosh Onos Samach Liziknasa. A woman who misses 3 cycles, 3 months pass, and she doesn't see Damnida when she's close to an old age. How does one define an old age? I don't remember if the Gemara discusses this either, but I assume the Gemara does. Then the Mishnah quotes from Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Isha Shabru Aleh Shalosh Onos Dayashaita. So Rabbi Eliezer is more maker. He says, even if she's not old, she could be a 15-year-old girl. If she didn't see blood for 3 months, she would also be Dayashaita. That's also called a zakena, if you will. It's not about age, it's really about passing of time. Rabbi Yossi Omer mu beres u'menika sh'avru ala shalosh onas Dayashaita. So Rabbi Yossi is machmer. He says, even when it comes to mu beres and menika, even if you recognize she's pregnant, you still have to wait 3 cycles for not to see dam. And so too, when it comes to menekes, also only after 3 months have passed without seeing dam. But just because she's a menekes, just because she's mu beres, that's not sufficient grounds to be Dayashaita. Uvema Amru. Again, we're going to go through in greater detail all these various cases here.
As the ratio, right? clarifying what he said.
There is a discussion in the Mefarshim whether it's the same one. Is it Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar? Every time you have those, you always have that machlokas. Yeah. So then the Mishnah concludes and says, "B'ma Amru, what did we say? Dayashaita? It's Beriyah Rishon. Only when it comes to these women who saw it for the first time. But, you know, a Muberes saw blood, so we assume, oh, Dayashaita. She didn't see it in the past 5 months. Now she sees it, so Mikan Laba. Aval Shnir Matama may say, but let's say that Muberes sees the second month, so you can't assume Dayashaita anymore. You have to assume it was the past 24 hours as well. Then Rasa Rishon may onus, but if the first time she saw because of an onus, which is that she ate something or she jumped or saw something else externally caused the dam to come, which was unnatural. So an afshnia dayashaita, even the second time she would see, would still be considered dayashaita. Okay, so a lot going on there in the Mishnah. So Gemara now quotes a braisa Tanya, which elaborates on the small dialogue between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua. The braisa says Tanya. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer b'Yeshua, ata lo shemata ani shemata. You didn't hear, you only heard basula, right? Rabbi Eliezer says, I heard four women or daishaita, you heard only one. So ata lo shemata, you only heard ani shemata, I heard. Ata lo shemata elech, achat, you only heard word, one, ani shemata harb, I heard four. So ein omrim l'mishlo ras achodesh, yavo v'yav, a guy, I didn't see the moon. Oh great, you didn't see the moon. That's not a testimony. You can't test, I only heard one. Not seeing something, not hearing something is not a testimony. So you can't say lemishelo ras achodesh yovo v'yoyed ela lemishelo. You can only have a guy who did see. So your testimony is not a testimony. The Gemara says further. The Brisa says further. Kol yamav shu Rabbi Eliezer, the entire life of Rabbi Eliezer when he's alive, hayosim k'Rabbi Yeshua, they passed like Rabbi Yeshua. But the acha p'tirasa shu Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer passed away, hichs Rabbi Yeshua as davar liyoshin, they returned it back to the way it was. Rabbi Eliezer is really right. But they couldn't pass like him during his lifetime. They passed after he died, k'Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara wants to know why not. What was the change? When he's alive, you couldn't pass like him. When he's dead, you can pass like him. So Bechai, in my time of law, why did they pass like when he was alive? Mishum du Rabbi Eliezer Shmosi. What's a Shmosi? So Tosus quotes the Machlokas throughout the Shas that either he was placed in excommunication, right, and he was Shmata, he was excommunicated because of the whole fight in Bava Metzia, or he was a Shammite. He came from Shammai. We don't pass like Shammai. So those are two reasons why we don't pass like him in general. The Sabar di Abdina and Kavasa Bechada, Abdina and Kavasa Bechrinis, we felt that we passed like him in one instance, then we passed like him, people would push to pass like him in other instances. So we said, lo plug, we never pass like Rabbi Elazar across the board. Umishim quoted Rabbi Elazar, lo matzin and Bechinabe. And now since, that is a very strange thing. They respected Rabbi Elazar very much. He was an incredible Talmud Chacham. And they said, once we give him a little bit of leeway to pass in one area, the cover that we would show Rabbi Elazar would be so great, we couldn't stop him after that point. So we couldn't leave him any Pesach at all. Now, it's so strange. We show him cover, yet we put him in the Nidoy. It's a strange thing how to figure out that balance. But either way, they said we can't give him any space when he's alive. But la'acha p'tirasa shir Rabbi Eliezer, when he passed away, d'matzina machinim, but we can't protest any of his talmidim. That wouldn't be an issue at all. So then hichzer as a davar liyosha, we return back to passing like him regarding particular halachas, and we wouldn't feel the pressure to passing like him in other areas as well.
Because if you would hold like Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai anyways calls that everything is from now on. So it doesn't make a difference if it's for a woman.
Everything's dying straight then. Yeah. Well, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon, but he didn't hold like him in every single instance.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Gemara now is going to list quickly the various areas, where we passkin like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer Ba'arba. There are four instances, four halachas where we passkin like Rabbi Eliezer. So one is Chada D'Amar. One is this particular case that we're discussing here of the Arba Noshim Dayan Shaitan. That's one area where we passkin like Rabbi Eliezer. Idach, the other instance where we passkin like Rabbi Eliezer is as follows. There's a Tosefta that tells us Hamaksha, woman who is now having labor pains, and the din is we want to know whether the dam she sees is because of the leda, or perhaps she's a zavasha. She's seeing nida when she's not expected. She's seeing dam rather when she's not expected to see. So we know the din is if a woman sees dam for 3 days when she's not expected to see, she has a din of a zavagadola. So now she sees for a period of 3 days, and we don't know if that blood's related to the leda, which would not render her a zava. She just had regular leda dam, or no, that made her a zava, and now she sees a zava. And then she's a Yoledes Bezava, so what's the din? So a Maksha, a woman who's having labor pains, Kama Tishba, how much time must subside from the dam to now know that that blood was not from the Yoledes, rather it was a Zava, so Utei Zava, Meshles. If it's a 24-hour period where there's no dam, meaning she saw 3 days of dam, then there's 24 hours of no blood, and then she gave birth, So then we look back to say that 3 days she saw earlier made her a Zava, so now she's a Yoledes B'toch Zava. Now the Nafkamina is, she would have to bring a carbon, not only as a Yoledes, but even a carbon of a Zava. So if it's a 24-hour period of a quiet, of no dam, that would make her a Zava. That's Divi Rebbe Eliezer for Halacha Kedvar. So that's the second area where we passkin like Rebbe Eliezer. The third area is V'idach is a Hazav V'Hazava Shebatku Atman, a man or woman who's a Zav or a Zava, and they check themselves to see if they're Tameh on Yom Rishon on day one. Umatsu Tar, and there's no blood. There's no, or for man, there's no Zav, there's no Ziva. Yom Shvi, they check day seven, Umatsu Tar, they check the seventh day, there's also Tar. Now typically you need Shiv and Akim, you need one through seven. But here they only check day one and day seven. You didn't check the days in between. Shayam Lobatsu, they didn't check the days in between. So what's the din? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hare Elu Becheskasara. Since you checked the bookmarks, day one and day seven, you could assume everything was Torah in between and you have their full Shiv and Akim. Come as long, Rabbi Shua Omer, Ein Lehen Ela Yom Rishon Yom Shvi Bavad. You only have day one and day seven, which means you only have 2 days. You still need to count another 5 days. Even though the day one and day seven were not consecutive, you can still count them as two, and you need 5 more days of checking. And Rabbi Kiva is the most machmir. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Lehen Ela Yom Shvi Bavad. You only have day seven because you need the days to be consecutive. The day one is completely removed, and you start day seven as really day one, and you need another 6 consecutive days. That's a three-way machlokas. So then the Brisa says, V'tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Omrim, they both say, Nirin Zivre Rabbi Eliezer, Midivre Rabbi Yeshua. We think Rabbi Yeshua, rather Rabbi Eliezer, is more correct than Rabbi Yeshua, and Zivre Rabbi Kiva, Midivre Kuhn, Rabbi Kiva is even more correct. However, about Halacha, Rabbi Eliezer, this is the third instance where he passed like Rabbi Eliezer. And the fourth and last instance is the Idach is the Tana. The Misha tells us a little bit complicated when it comes to Tumah V'Tara. The Misha tells us, Masechas Taros, Achore Kalim Shinitmu B'Mashkin. We have the back of Kalim that became Tame with Mashkin. So the din is really, just to know, on a derisa level, liquid Mashkin that's Tame cannot be Matame Kalim. But they created a din derabanan, as we'll see, that when it comes to the Mayanos of Azav, Azav is Tame, his Tumah is Abatuma. And we said all the different bodily fluids of Azav is also Matame, his roke, his saliva, is the meiraglayim, anything that comes from the body is the matame midiraisa. So they made a gzera that just like there's the mayanos of the zav, the bodily fluids of the zav is matame, also liquids in general liquids that are tame, also can be matame kalim on a dirabana level. So we have a din here in the Mishnah that achore kalim, the back of kalim, shenitmu b'mashin, that became tame because of liquids that themselves are tar, that themselves are tame. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, mitamnes amashkin, v'ein posnes ochem. So now, in turn, this keli becomes tame, and that keli can be mitame other liquids, but it cannot be mitame foods. So the Gemara explains, mitamnes amashkin, Vafilachulin, that when it's metame, when this keli that just became tame from other mushrooms. So again, you have mushroom that's tame. The mushroom that's tame is metame the kalim midirabanam. Now the kalim is metame other mashkim. So now when it's metame other mashkim, the Gemara says it's metame mashkim afiluchulin. Even if the other liquids are chulin, it has the potency to metame afiluchulin. And when we said ain posnes at ochun, it doesn't contaminate food. It's not even contaminating afiluchuma. It doesn't affect even the chuma. So then the Gemara explains further, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Metamnes Amashkin, who poses Ochon, he agrees that this Keli is Metame liquid, but he argues and says it does disqualify food. It's Posen to Ochon. So you have to understand, by the way, the difference between Metamin and Posen. Metamin means it makes the liquid into Tame, where it has the potency to Metame another level, and Posen means it disqualifies whatever it's touching, but that item cannot take it to the next level. So Metamin means it transfers Tuma, and Posen means it just disqualifies the next item, but there's no more potency from the next item. So then the Gemara says, Emma Rabbi Yeshua, Kal V'Chomer, he says, you can make it the following Kal V'Chomer. Ma tivul yom, we said before, a woman or a man who went to the mikvah and is waiting for Harav Shemesh, she matami mashke chulin, he cannot be matami, he doesn't have the potency to be matami chulin, yet he's posel ochle chuma, if he touches chuma, he's matami chuma. Achore kalim, the back of kalim, she matami mashke chulin, that does have the ability to be matami chulin, mashke chulin, like we just said, eino din, she posel ochle chuma, so certainly it should disqualify food that's chuma. That's Rabbi Yeshua's basis for saying it is Posen, Ochlen, Shuma. And Rebbe Lazar's response is, no. Achore Kalim is only Dirabanan. Utivil Yom Deraisa. You can't compare the two. So even though Tivil Yom has the ability to pass the Ochet Chumah, that's because Tivil Yom is a Din Deraisa. But since Mashkin, Achari came with only Dirbanan, you say Rabbanan Mederaisa, Law of Dinan, Kavachomer. We cannot make a Kavachomer from a Deraisa Tivil Yom to teach me to a Dirbanan Achari Kalim, and therefore he does not extend the Tumah of Achari Kalim to that of Mashkin, that of Ochin rather. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara explains how do we know Achari Kalim is only Dirabanam. Dimidiraisa on the Diraisa level, Ain Ochel Matamikli, they mashkin Matamikli. On a Diraisa level, everybody agrees. Food, even food that's Tame, cannot be Matamikli. Liquid that's Tame cannot be Matamikli. That's a Diraisa level. Rabban, who the gods of the Rabban created a Gzera here, Gzera Mishim Mashkim Dezava Zava. They extended the Gzera from the din of mashkin of azav, the liquids, the bodily fluids of azav and azava, and they said mashkin da'lulun l'kabel tuma. So they say as follows. So just like the roke or the mayor glime of azav and azava can be metame kalim, so they said also the liquids that are tame of general can be metame kalim. And they said, so now that kli that's tame from the mashkin could only contaminate other liquids but not food. Why? What was the basis? Why make such a chilek? Because mashkin da'lulun l'kabel tuma Gazu Burabun. Liquids are more likely to become tame. Why? Because when it comes to liquids, I don't have to machshir liquid. If I want my apple to become tame, I have to first machshir. It has to first come into contact with seven liquids, and now it's hochshir tuma, and now it becomes tame. There's a prerequisite. When it comes to liquids, there's no prerequisite. If something tame touches a liquid, it becomes tame. So since liquids in general are more vulnerable to tuma, they would go to achori kalim to be metame mashkim. However, Ochin de ein alun lekabel tuma, foods which are not vulnerable to tuma. You first have to machshir the food there. Lo gazu b'rabban. There they did not ever make such a decree. So Gemara now said, let's finish it off quickly. Umayishna achori kelim denakut. How come the Braisa says achori kelim? The din is that even the tocha cleave, if a mashkim in their tame touches the inside of a kli, that's also matame the kli. Lav davka achari a kli. So why is it only mentioned the back of the kli? Even the inside of the kli will also become tame from this mashkim midirabanim. So Gemara explained, because mishum de kili. Because the din of achari kelim is more kal than that which is toch. What does that mean? Ditsan. Kli shenidma me'achora of the mashkim. Let's say liquids touch the back of the keli. Achariv tame, only the back of the kli is now tame, but tocho, ozno, ogno, the inside of the kli, the hand of the kli, the lip of the kli, yodav, all these things are torin still. But nidra tocho, but let's say mashkim were matame, the inside of the kli, then even kula tame, even the achore, the yadaim, all of it becomes tame. That's why they spoke of the achore kalim. Well, my kamash, what's the chiddush from all those things? So now we established, we just brought four different cases. So now this case we just discussed here, this last case of Achori Kalim, we passed like Rabbi Eliezer, that Achori Kalim is only metame mashkim, but it's not metame ochim. So now after establishing this, the Gemara says, my kamash, what's Shmuel telling us here? Shmuel told us in the beginning of this conversation that the four areas where we passed like Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Shmuel need to teach us this? In each case, we said, this is machlokas, and the plap stock is like Rabbi Eliezer. So why should we have to gather them all together? We know. We could have done their own research for ourselves. So Gemara says, the chitei ma'achori kelim kamashlan delo tanan. No, not true. The first three instances said halacha like Rabbi Eliezer. But this very last instance of achori kelim never said halacha like Rabbi Eliezer. So that's why it's a teaching me, even in the fourth case we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So if that's the case, it's because this fourth case of achori kelim, lema halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ma'achori kelim. Why did you say we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, the Gabe Achor Kalim? Why does he have to acknowledge the first three cases? Because we already know the first three cases. We pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara says, Ella, ha kamashulan, she'ein lemeidim halacha, mipi talmud. To tell us that just because the Braisa says we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't mean we assume that way. So we have to make these matters clear that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer in all four instances. Okay, good chodesh, good day, and we'll see everyone tomorrow.